We offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, by whose inspiration I have been engaged in the manner of compiling the summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the sublime science of devotional service, as propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years ago in West Bengal, India, to propagate the movement of Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami begins his great book by offering his respectful obeisances unto Sri Sanatana Goswami, who was his elder brother and spiritual master, and he prays that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu may be very pleasing to him. He further
prays. Srila Rupa Goswami wanted to please Sanatana Goswami. Our duty is to please the superior, not the public. We are giving service to the public according to the direction of the superior office. We do not manufacture any program of service. That is not our business. Whatever is ordered by the, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. Still, he has followed the authorities. Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality, he was also referring to the Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padai Saiva Vinishitam. So this is the way that any bona fide spiritual propaganda must be following the footsteps of previous authority. At the present moment it has become a fashion to manufacture some idea. But that is not the Vedic way. Vedic way is to receive the message through parampara system. Even parampara pratnam, even raja service. Not to deviate the parampara. The Sanatana Goswami was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continually for 2 months personally in Benares, Varanasi. Therefore, he is our authority. The Hari Bhakti Vilas, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they follow the principles of Hari Bhakti Vilas. In that Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami recommends Tatha Dikha Vidhani na Dijatang Jayate Indina. Dikha Vidhan, by the process of Dikha, any human being can be elevated to the position of a bona fide Brahman. Vidhan, Vidhan, the very word is used, Vidhan. Vidhan means bona fide process. Tatha Dikha Vidhani. There is another good suggestion. Yatha kanchana tanga jati kansa rasa vidhane. Rasa, rasa means, another meaning of rasa means, the metal? The liquid metal. Mercury. Hydrox. Another name is Hydrogena. That is a chemical name of Maitreya. You know it. Eh? Hydrogena? Yes. I'm going to tell Hydrogena. Yes. This is another name of the Maitreya. Hydrogena. So, in Sanskrit, it is called Rasa. Rasayan from Mercury, Rasa. The chemistry is called Rasayan Shastra. Actually, Rasayan Shastra chemical composition begins from Mercury and Sulphur. That is the beginning of chemical composition. So, rasa vidhanena, by chemical interaction of sulfur and mercury, if you can add tin and copper, then it becomes gold. You can manufacture gold, provided you know the process, how to mix up copper, tin and mercury with high media of sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid is the mother of chemical. Without sulfur, you cannot make any chemical composition. Therefore, all chemical compositions are called sulfite, like that. So, Sanatana Goswami gives this idea of chemical composition. It appears that he knew how to work with chemicals. Yathā kāṃsa na kāṃ jāsi, kāṃsa raso vidhānata, tathā dikhā vidhānena, vijattam jāyatenena. So, we are trying to follow Sanatana Goswami by dikhā vidhānena, by initiating persons from anywhere. It does not matter. Because in this age, Kaliyuga, the Dikha Vidhan is performed according to Pancharatriki Vidhi, not Vaidik Vidhi. Vaidik Vidhi is very strict. Unless one is bona fide son of a Bija, the initiation was not given to the Shudras, there was no initiation. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So, these are the Vedic process. So, in the Kali Yuga, because it is to be understood that everyone is a Shudra, therefore Vedic Vidhan cannot be applied. Vedic Vidhan requires that one must be born by a Brahmin Kshatriya. Then he is eligible for being initiated. But in the Kali Yuga, that is not possible. Therefore, the Pancharatriki Vidhi is accepted. Narad Panchara. Tathā dikhā vidhānena. This dikhā vidhāna recommended by Sanatana Goswami means Pancharatriki Vidhi. Now, Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sruti Sruti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhi Vina Oikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpataya Kalpata. Without undergoing the process of Shruti in Vedas, Smriti, the Puranas, and other corollary literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Smriti, Manu Smriti, the laws given by Manu, Parasa, so, Parivakti, devotional service to the Lord, must be approved by Vedas, Puranas, Panchratri ki vidhi. Otherwise, any show of devotional service is simply disturbance. Anyone can manufacture, and it is being supported by some very big missionary activity, jatomo tatopop. You can manufacture your way of religious things. But that is not Vedic way. Vedic way is ekam parampara prapta. Although we are initiating people from low-grade society, still following the principles of Pancharatri ki vidhi, injunction of the Goswamis, therefore it is Brahma. Bhagavad vidhi, Pancharatri ki vidhi, the bona fide vidhi. So, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, first offers his respectful obeisances to his elder brother, Sanatana Goswami, because Rupa Goswami accepted him as spiritual master, and he was initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami also. So he offers his respectful obeisance to Sanatana Goswami.
He further prays that by residing in that ocean of ignorance, he can always feel transcendental pleasure in the service of Radha and Krishna.
Yes. Ocean of nectar. The Mayavadi philosophers, generally, they give this example that all the rivers, they flow down to the ocean. This example is generally given, that when the river mixes with the ocean, it doesn't matter which course it is following, after all, it is coming to the ocean, merging into the ocean, so that is ultimate liberation. But this analogy, if you give some analogy, you must consider all the similar points. That is the way of analogy. The more you have got similar points, then the analogy is perfect. So, the rivers merging into the ocean, then you must take further consideration that the superficial water mixing with the ocean is again evaporated. The water is evaporated by scorching heat of the sun, just like now we see cloud in the sky. This is nothing but evaporated water from the sea. So, the water which merged into the water and to the ocean of the water of the ocean, now it is evaporated in the sky, and again it will fall down. And then again glide to the ocean. So this is called avagama, coming and going. But our Vaishnava philosophy is not to merge into the water, but keep your identity and go deep into the water, so that you may not be evaporated. The fish and the aquatic animals within the water, they are not evaporated. They are not going to become cloud and again fall down. Therefore, Sanatana Rupa Goswami says, he further claims that by residing in the ocean of nectar, he may always feel transcendental pleasure. Our philosophy is, go back to home, back to Godhead. Not in the spiritual sky, for a bomb. Spiritual sky, there is chance of falling down. Why chance? It is sure. Those who are merging into the Brahma effulgence, the Shastra says that they again fall down. Aricha kuchena parang padang tata patanti adha. Aricha kuchena. They undergo severe austerities, penances, to merge into the existence of impersonal Brahma, but they fall down again. They fall down again because they have no shelter. Anadika jusma tangra. As in this sky, there are many planets. You can go with high speed to the moon planet or Venus planet. But if you have no shelter to stay there, you come back again on this Asti planet. That is practical experience. Similarly, you may merge into the Brahma effulgence. That's like our plane goes very high, and at a certain point we see it is invisible, merged. Actually, it is not merged. Our eyes cannot see anymore. They take it as merged. Therefore, Jiva Goswami, this merging principle, he has explained, just like a green bark enters into a green tree, it appears that the bird is no longer existing to the imperfect eyes, but the bird is existing. We cannot see both the tree and the bird being green. We see it has melted. Because the spiritual sky and the spiritual living being, small, it merges means it does not merge. It is there. The individuality is there. And because this individuality, fragment of the Supreme Brahma, is eternal, sanatana. It is not that spirit can be cut into pieces. Achyadvayam, adadvayam. Spirit cannot be cut into pieces. That is not possible. So, we are fragmental parts. That means eternally we are so. Individual. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetanana. We are one of the nityas. There are innumerable nityas and chetanas, the living entities, part and parcel of the supreme living entity, Krishna. They are all individual. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, do not think that I, you, or all these soldiers and kings who have assembled in this battlefield, they are not existing in the past. They were. And they are existing at present, and similarly they will exist in the future. That is stated in the Bhagavad. So, where is the question of merging and loss of individuality? The individuality remains. It remained in the past. It is at the present moment, it is continuing, and in the future also they will remain the same way. This is clearly explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So merging does not mean always that losing one's individuality. The individuality is there. Therefore, the theory of merging into the existence of impersonal Brahma is to stay there for some time, again Pallam. Just as the same example, that the water of the rivers, they merge into the ocean, but again it is evaporated in the sky, and it falls. Again goes through the river, merges. Bhutka, bhutka, praliyate, divina. Once manifested, and again, merging. This is going on. So, our philosophy is that once going into the ocean, no more coming back. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti maneti konti. That is our philosophy. If we once go in the spiritual world, we do not like to come back. We stay with Krishna and dance with him, or play with him, or serve him as tree, as plant, as water, as cows, as land, as cowherd boys, as father, mother, or as gopis. This is our life. Once we go to Krishna, we live forever with him in either of these capacities. Let me live at Vrindavan in any capacity, it doesn't matter. But live there. Therefore, he says that he further prays that by residing in that ocean of nectar, he may always feel eternally, continually, without any cessation. Anandamaya Abhyasa. To remain Anandamaya. That is the principle of Vaishnava philosophy. Go on.
Let us offer our respectful obeisance to all the great devotees and acharyas, our holy teachers, who are compared to the sharks in the great ocean of nectar, and do not care for the various rivers of liberation. Impersonalists are very fond of merging into the Supreme, like rivers that come down and merge into the ocean. The ocean can be compared with liberation, and the rivers with all the different types of liberation. The impersonalists are dwelling in the river water, which eventually comes to mix with the ocean. They have the information, however, that within the ocean, as within the river, there are innumerable aquatic living entities. The sharks who dwell in the ocean do not care for the rivers which are gliding down into it.
Yes. The shark, big fish, shark, a big body, they have no place to come into the river, come back. There is no place. A big crocodile, big shark, they do not come to the river. They constantly remain in the ocean.
The devotees eternally live in the ocean of devotional service, and they do not care for the rivers. In other words, those who are pure devotees, all who remain in the ocean of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and have no business with the other processes, which are compared to the rivers that only gradually come to the ocean. Srila Rupa Goswami prays to his spiritual master, Srila Sanatana Goswami, for the protection of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the pure nectar of devotional service, from the argumentative logicians who unnecessarily meddle in the science of service to the Lord. He compares their arguments and logic to volcanic eruptions in the midst of the ocean.
Yes. Natastakena Jyogaya. Achinta Khalugi Bhava Natastakena Jyoga. Simply by arguments, logic, You cannot understand Krishna. That is the basic intention. Tatva pratishtha. You cannot establish the truth by simple logic and argument. You may be a very great logician, but somebody may come who is a greater logician than you and he defeats you. That is going on. Tatva pratishtha, sutayo vibhinna. Now if you read the Vedas, you will find some contradiction. Not contradiction, but to the neophyte, it appears to be contradiction. Just like we have cited the example, the animal stool is impure, but the cow dung is pure. So by logic you can say, the cow dung is also the stool of an animal, how it becomes pure. But in Vedas we will find such things. Therefore, by simple studying without surrendering yourself to the spiritual master, you will find all these contradictions and you will be bewildered. Sutayo vibhinna. They are not vibhinna, but to our limited knowledge, sometimes they appear as vibhinna. Different. Sutaya vidhinya naso munijasamatam labhinnam. And you won't find a philosopher who does not agree, who does not disagree with other philosophers. Therefore, dharmasya tattang nihitang guhayam mahajana jena gatasapat. We have to follow the footsteps of great acharyas. That is the way. These mahajanas are described in the shastra, like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Mano. They are all mentioned. So you follow any one of these great personalities, Brahma. Brahma is the greatest personality within this universe, and he has got his sampradaya, which is known as Brahma sampradaya. Similarly, Lord Shiva has also his sampradaya, which is called Buddha sampradaya. Similarly, Narada Pancharatra, Kumar sampradaya. So, follow the sampradaya. Sampradaya vihinasri mantrasri vipalama. If you do not follow any bona fide sampradaya, then your path of spiritual advancement will be baffled. You will simply waste your time. Vipalama. We should follow the footsteps of great acharyas, then our progress is positive. There is no fear. So, to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Rupa Goswami is describing here, that he wants to take shelter of the ocean, deep into the ocean, and she doesn't care for the weavers and the, what is called, Barvagni. There is some whirling pool in the water. That is compared with the argument. Sometimes these logicians, they create argumental calamity in the process of devotional service. But Rupa Goswami recommends that we should not be deviated by the arguments, karmis, jnanis and yogis. Let them do their own business. We do not care for them. We give them respect as well as possible, but we don't accept the path Aparma Jnana Yuga. Jnana Karma Dhanabhita. Jnana Karma Dhanabhita. Annadilasita Sunnam Jnana Karma Dhanabhita. We should not be deviated by the process of karma, jnana, yoga. That is pure devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti. We should stay, we should fix up in Shuddha Bhakti path. That is the recommendation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Gone?
In the midst of the ocean, such volcanic eruptions can do very little harm. Similarly, those who are against devotional service to the Lord and who put forward many philosophical theses about the ultimate transcendental realization cannot disturb this great ocean of devotional service.
Well?
The author of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, very humbly submits that he is just trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, although he humbly thinks himself unfit for this work. That should be the attitude of all preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. We should never think of ourselves as great preachers, but should always consider that we are simply instrumental to the previous acharyas, and simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for the benefit of suffering the benefit.
Yes. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bas. Tadera Charana Sevi. Our main business is So, our main business is to serve the acharyas. This Krishna consciousness movement means why we are trying to serve the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his direct disciples, the Sarva Goswamis, and their disciples, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakuti, that is required. Tadeva Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhak, Janame Janame Mar Ehi Avila. So this society is attempting to create a society of devotees all over the world without any discrimination of caste, creed, color. One must be a devotee of Krishna. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru. One must know the science of Krishna. Then he can preach to others. Sei Guru. That is our purpose. People may not misunderstand our propagation that we are proselytizing some persons to Hinduism. Yesterday, one so-called Jnani came to me and he challenged me that Swamiji, formerly the Christians used to convert the Hindus and the Mohammedans used to convert the Hindus in the Mohammedanism or Christianism. Now you are converting the Christians into Hinduism, then where is the difference between their activities and your activities? that this fool does not know, this is not making a person from Christian to Hindu. This is not the process. We are not interested. I never said in any meeting in the Western country that Hindu religion is better than your Christian religion. You give up your Christian religion and come to Hindu religion. No, that was not my purpose. There are many old students here present. They may remember. I never made propaganda. Rather, when they inquired whether one can attain perfection by following Christian principles, I said yes. So our propaganda is not to proselytize people from Christian to Hinduism. Our propaganda is to make everyone know this fact, that everyone is eternally servant of Krishna. That is our purpose. Jiver Swarupai Nitya Krishna Das. That is our purpose. We are trying to convince people that your original position is servant of Krishna. You have now forgotten that. You revive your Krishna consciousness and you will become happy. That is our purpose. Do not misunderstand that we are trying to spread Hindi. Hinduism is a fictitious task because there is no fixed up conclusion. Somebody is accepting these, somebody, even the Jains and the Sikhs and many other sub-religions. They are also ruled by the Hindu rules, Hindu law. So actually, this word Hindu is given by the Mohammedans. We don't find this word in the Vedic literature, Hindu. It is later, prakripta. Or in Bhagavad Gita you won't find the word Hindu, or in Srimad Bhagavatam, or any other Vedic literature. This is the convention of later stage. Actually, we, the followers of Vedic principles, our system is varnasram dharma, four varnas and four ashrams. This can be applicable. But varnasram dharma is applicable in anywhere. Chatur varna maya system guna karma vibhavas. The creation of God, that's like sun. Sun is creation of God. Sun is visible everywhere. Not that something American sun and something Indian sun. No. The sun is the same. Similarly, Chaturvarnam, the four principles of division, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, they are everywhere. It is not the monopoly of India. Anywhere there is intelligent class of men, God conscious men, they are called Brahmans. Anywhere who are prepared to fight for the right cause, administrators, Kshatriyas. Anywhere who are interested in business, trade, agriculture, they are called Vaishyas. And anywhere who are simply satisfied by serving others, it's called Shudra. So, our principle is not to proselytize from Christian to Hindu or Mohammedan to Hindu. We are teaching simply how to revive his old constitutional position to become servant of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. So it is applicable anywhere and everywhere. But it's not that it is monopoly of India or for the Hindus. No. And actually, it is being accepted, practically. In all countries, even from all religious sects, in our society, there are boys and girls, they're coming from Christian group, Jews group, Mohammedan group, but when they come here, all of them become the servant of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.